This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, more on the continuing tensions between China and Japan. But first, if you're an athlete, as we've seen with anabolic steroids, it's extremely tempting to try artificial methods to enhance performance. And now, even with eye surgery. Some athletes are undergoing laser surgery, better known as the LASIK process, to improve their vision. Slate's Will Salatin has written an article about why one form of body alteration is banned, another is promoted. Will joins us now. Who's getting LASIK surgery? I haven't heard about this. And does it really work for an athlete?
I found, just in a search of public records, 20 athletes in golf, baseball, basketball, and football who had 2015 vision or better. 2015 was enhancement for these guys. It gave them better than normal vision. And the results, in some cases, have been pretty good. Tiger Woods went into his LASIK surgery on a losing streak, and he came out and then won 7 of his next 10 tournaments. Greg Maddux, the pitcher for the Atlanta Braves, had LASIK surgery. He also went in with a losing streak in a series of games, came out and won 9 of his next 10. So in some cases, the results are pretty dramatic.
In your article, you compare LASIK surgery and steroids. LASIK surgery hasn't been around all that long, but we do know about steroids, and they can have very serious side effects. Isn't that a big difference here?
Yes, it is. You know, from the research that I've seen, the chances that you will have complications from LASIK are pretty low. The chances that you'll have complications from steroids are very high. It's a very unwise thing to do. But the technology is moving in a direction where they're trying to find drugs and dosages that will help the athletes and not cause side effects. You know, that's just the logic of the marketplace. And already, in the case of human growth hormone, we have a performance enhancer that, according to the government, is not really unsafe.
Now, LASIK surgery was created to replace external lenses or contact lenses. Are you suggesting here the athletes are using it in a different way? Perhaps they don't even need glasses and they're using LASIK surgery to improve their eyes to be better than normal?
Yeah, absolutely. Typically, a corrective medical process is you start off with a deficit and you get brought back to normal. What's happening with a lot of these athletes is they don't need help to start with. You know, 20/40 vision is considered adequate for driving. Okay, several of these athletes, they're under 20/40. They have better eyesight than that. They decide to go in and get the LASIK anyway. And they're not stopping at 20/20 at normal. They're getting, you know, 20/15, 20/10 in some cases. So they're going beyond what's normal. And, you know, it doesn't always happen in one process. There's a thing in LASIK surgery called enhancement, where if you don't like the results, you can go back. And maybe it's because you're having some irritation in your eye, you're having some difficulty. But, you know, there was a case of one golfer who went back 5 times and ended up with vision of 20/10 in one eye and 20/15 in the other.
You write that Tiger Woods says he's seeing the greens and the fairways in quite a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is, you know, a result that a lot of LASIK doctors now advertise, that you're not just getting, you know, normal 20/20 vision. And it's not just the number, you know, the distance at which you can see something. It's the quality of the vision. They talk about how things look larger to you and you can make out detail. You have better depth perception. And what's really funny about this is in the golf rules, the rules of golf say you're not allowed to use artificial devices to judge these things, to see the slope of greens, to measure that way. But you're allowed to get LASIK surgery, which, according to these doctors, gives you many of the same faculties.
You're noting here in your article that Congressman Tom Davis of Virginia named his committee looking into the steroids issue in Congress the Zero Tolerance Committee. Congressman Davis has had LASIK surgery?
Yes, he has. You know, that's kind of a funny story. I noticed in the course of researching this article that all these athletes were advertising their post-LASIK vision scores on the websites of the clinics that did their surgery. Now, I know Tiger Woods has this lucrative endorsement deal for doing testimonials about his LASIK surgery. So, you know, I surmised many of these athletes probably have similar deals, probably for less money, but they have these deals. Then I thought, well, wait a minute, if I'm a LASIK provider, you know, I'd really like to have a testimonial from a star athlete, but a politician would also be pretty useful. So the last thing I did before posting the article was I went online and I ran a few searches to see whether any of these congressmen who are complaining about performance enhancement had gotten their eyes done. And lo and behold, up pops Tom Davis, the guy who's been leading the fight. And I actually don't know Mr. Davis's exact vision scores, but he says in his testimonial that his distance vision is now excellent. So evidently, his tolerance for performance enhancement is greater than zero.
Opinion and analysis from Will Salatin, who writes the Human Nature column for Slate. You'll find his article on steroids and LASIK surgery at slate.com. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Noah.